All right, so here's the sales tips for you. I have had a lot of clients and people ask, all right, look it, I want to make more money, of course. I'm in sales. Like, what is the tip? What is something that I can do to be able to close more deals? You know, what is a good sales tip? And this is what I'll begin to say, and then I'm always interrupted. So this is what I'll say. Well, it's not what you say. And they're like, oh, I know what you're going to say. It's how you say it, right? It's not what you say, but how you say it. No. Listen to this. It's not what you say. It's what your customer believes. Because it's not what you say. You can have all the right information, the best presentation in the world. Even how you say it can be, you know, you can be freaking awesome. You can have all the motivation and you can have all the energy, the passion. You can say it in an amazing way. But if they don't believe it, they're not going to buy. If they don't trust you or really trust that this product or service is going to meet their needs, you know, and do something for them, like, they're not going to buy, right? So they have to believe. They have to believe in either you so much that they're like, all right, I'm going to believe you, so I'll buy. Or they're going to maybe not believe you, but they're going to believe in this product and the service so much because it speaks for itself. So they might still buy from you. But of course, the higher percentage of closing deals is when they believe in you and they believe in the product, right? So this has you building trust in both of those areas, building trust as you as a person, which means you have to be able to connect with that person. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to engage with them, know their wants and needs, to be able to, you know, like them, for them to like you. That's relationship skills, right? That's communication skills, relational skills, life skills. That's so important right there. And then, of course, there's the product knowledge and, you know, your expertise to be able to build the trust in that service and that product, right? So it's about them believing. It's not so much about what you say or how you say it. Yes, of course, that's important. But the main thing is to get them to believe in you and believe in the product and service. Okay, so come from there. So yes, it's really important to build the trust. Forget to believe in both of those areas. This is trust. Trust is really important when it comes, especially when we're building things around money. When it's around money and finances, you know, you really need to build trust here, right? And actually, here's a little fun fact for you. You know, the Olympics? The Olympics has the five rings, right? Well, if you look it up now, it says the Olympic motto is there's three things there. And it means faster, higher, and stronger. So Citius, Altius, Fortius. That's the three that they recognize now. And the Citius, Altius, Fortius, that's Latin for faster, higher, and stronger. So the Olympics now focus on people all around the world who are the fastest, who go jump the highest, who are the strongest, right? So all the elite athletes and all the different sports, you know, the best ones compete to represent their nation, right? But look at, if you look it up, that's what they focus on now. The faster, higher, and stronger. Those are the three. But how many rings is there? Are there? There are five rings, right? You see, the way it used to be, the ancient Olympians' creed, there wasn't just those three. There was Altius, Fortius, Citius, which is the ones that I just said, the faster, higher, and stronger. But there was two other ones that were represented that were really important. There was the Fortius and Moneta. And those were a lot of times actually the most important, the Fortius Moneta. So what is that? So Socius is what gives us our foundation, what gives everything, like the human legs and that which we stand on. And the Socius is, you know, our relationships. This is what allows us to move and throughout society be able to, you know, experience ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, to go faster, higher, you know, stronger. But that's done in relationships. So there was this other aspect that they used to highlight, you know, with our ancestors, that they would get the best from everywhere in all of these areas, not just physically, like athletic, not just faster, higher, stronger, but people who were the best, the highest optimal in their highest functioning potential as a human being. In, yes, higher, faster, stronger, but also in relationships. And also moneta means money. That's actually coming from the word trust. Building trust. So even the socius has to do with relationships, building relationships. It's the strength of a relationships that give you strength of your human experience. That's the socius. So that was something that they highlighted as somebody who was at their highest potential as a human being. And then there is the moneta. Again, that's the ancient word for trust. It's the trust in the relationship that gives the foundation, you know, in our relationships, our families, our communities, in our business. You know, that's where it all comes from. And most people don't realize when we start thinking about money, because we're talking about sales, right? Most people don't realize that today's word for trust is where the word money came from, moneta. It's how moneta became money. And money literally means the trust of relationships. Think about that. That's where it actually came from. And because of that, like a lot of times they would find, you know, gold and stuff like that by the banks of rivers. So they started building like little things to contain the money along the banks of the rivers, along where the water is, because that's where they would find, you know, the gold and stuff. Like it was always around there. They would use the water to move things too, and you know, it's a natural resource. So they would build these things and they would call them banks. And this bank is where they held the money. And it was based on the trust of the human relationships and associates in the communities and, you know, everywhere else. And that's where the word bank come from. And it was always by water. That's why you get a lot of the words that involve money that sound like water. You know, there's the banks of river, there's cash flow, you know, liquidation. Like if you look at all the words that have to do with finances, you'll see a lot of it has to do with money. And it comes from this understanding from our ancestors. Like this is long ago, even from the Olympians, where, you know, they would highlight these five areas of a human being operating at their highest potential. But now they're only, you know, focusing on the faster, higher, and stronger. But they're forgetting the most important things that I want to remind you of right now is the Fortius and Moneta, which is the relationships that you're building. The stronger relationships, the better, stronger the quality of life that you have. But also, even around money, Moneta is built around trust. Around the trust that you can build in your relationships is going to help you with your money, your finances. And of course, this connects to the sales. This is a history lesson for you to bring it in to show you, like, man, you need to build trust with these people. It's not just about what you say and how you say it. It's do they freaking believe you? Do they believe you? Do they believe in the product and the service? You got to get them to believe both. So it's you learning how to do that. And that's a whole other session right there. That's a whole other thing. But you know, you have to learn. The better you are in building trust with people and maintaining that connection relationship, the better you are in sales and making more money. Hey guys, hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. This is Richard Martinez. I just wanted to thank you for listening and wanted to encourage you to listen to more. You see, this is a podcast where you're going to get some practical things that will bring results today. Because the truth is, life doesn't reward you for your good effort, right? But it rewards you for the results you bring. So I want to help you to bring results in your health, your wealth, and your relationships. You see, I've been doing this for over 20 years in over 25 nations, helping leaders, helping business owners, helping high performers to condense time, to scale their lives, to scale their businesses, and achieve the goals that they have in their mind. I can help you. It's all about the results. You guys can reach out to me on my social media at It's Richard Martinez, I-T-S, Richard Martinez. I have a lot of books, courses, things that can help you. So I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the next podcast.